A woman was weeding the garden. This is fine. Was weeding the garden. And something that she should not have been doing on the day of the tefillah. But she only thought of it afterwards when she got a splinter in her pants. So she's preparing for the mikvah and she's trying to take out the splinter and trying to push it in, and she caused herself to bleed a little bit. So now she has a little bit of blood and she cracked the splinter off, and it's exactly level with the skin. The question is, what is she supposed to do now? Can she go to the mikvah or can she not go to the mikvah? Is it chayitz or not chayitz? So we saw this was actually one of the more difficult basics. And Shas, that what's the story with koitz? There's a Mishnah and there's a Tesefta. The Mishnah says that if the koitz is not Nero, then it's not chayitz. If it is Nero, then it is chayitz. The Tesefta, that's Machalik, the Machalik in Revi, and the Rabbanon, according to Revi, a koitz is not chayitz. According to the Chachamim, it is chayitz. Bamen Dvaram Amurim, Mishal Eitz, Mishal Matechet. And there's a big shayla. What is this Bamed Varma going on? There's Kinira, the Shach Nemdon Kipshutai, that's going with that Rebbe. Rebbe that says that a Chaitz is not Chaitz, only Matechet. But Eitz is going to be Chaitz. But there's a possibility to learn that it's going in the Chachamim. I'm asking to you that it's not Chaitz by Matechet. But by Eitz it is Chaitz. It's going in the Chachamim, it's not going in Rebbe. According to Rebbe, and Echanami, it's never chaitzit. That's really how to learn the base yosef. The Kiva Eger brings it down over here on the Shach. The Shach and the Siddur Tarlin is that way also. The Shach clearly learned not that way. He learned that it's clearly going in Rebbe, the Medvar Murim. And Lalach Lamaisa, we pass like the Chachamim. And the Klal is, like it says here in the Mechaber, that Chait, or Chait, Atach, Bebasar, if it's near Mebuchut, then it's chaitzit. If it's not near, it's not chaitzit. And if it's Karmel of Ar, according to the Beis Yosef, that's going Dafkin Revi Yishitichida, we don't pass in that way, Bechulu. But the Shach says we do pass in that way, that's going in the Chachamim. It's partially that if it's Karam Lava Ar, then it's not going to be Chachamim. In this case, it was not Karam Lava Ar. The only thing that happened was that she started bleeding. Now, blood, we saw, if it's Lach, then it's not Chachamim. If it already starts getting a little bit dry, and when you touch it, it's Nisrach, and it starts getting stringy, then it's Chachamim. That could happen after a few minutes, so you have to be careful. You have to wash it off right beforehand, that there shouldn't be that issue. The truth is that the mashmois is that even if she's makbid, then if she's makbid, that even by dam, it's going to be chaitis. The Shach says on the last Ramah, on the Ramah beforehand, and he says it's going on the next tif also. And by davar lach, it's going to be chaitis. So if it's she's even by dam when it's lach, if she's makbid, it's going to be chaitis. If it's, she's not makbid, but it's already nitzrach, then it's going to be chaitis also. And therefore, you have to wash it off right beforehand. Now she washes it off. All she has is the chaitis. What's considered near? What's considered not near? That's also shalom beis yosef, and it's also a girsa shalom the girsa of the Shach, but the way that we have to switch the girsa is that if it's flush with the skin, that's considered nira. If it's sunken in inside, that's considered in nira, that's considered balua. Even if you could see it be'etzem, it doesn't mean that you can't see it, it means that it's not considered nira, and then it wouldn't be chaitzit. So in a chanami, in such a case, if it's mateches, maybe it's not chaitzit. There's a chil between mateches, even if you go in the chum, there's a chil between mateches and eitz, this is eitz. It would be chaitzit, even if it's flush. Memela, Lachur, she would have to get it out, and if she can't get it out, push it in a little bit further, Lachur. That would be the way to get it in. Probably is going to hurt. I don't know if it's suggested to do such a thing. I'm getting people shaking their heads. But if, what? No, they would find it. Halachil, Lachur would be, if it's flush, then in a chanami, it would be chaitis because we're scared there's a little bit of the skin which is bent over because of the. And if it's sunken inside, then it's already considered balua, it's not chaitis. So either get somebody that knows what they're doing to take it out, or if you can't, just push it a little further and it won't be chaitis.